Chapter 7. More Bad News.
Did she send the letters?
Asked the bald man.
Yes, said Mother. She said that she had met a Latvian woman in the village whose husband is in prison.
Oh, could our husbands be in prison?
Asked Miss Grebus.
Her husband wrote that he is spending time with many Lithuanian friends.
Mother smiled, but she said that the letters were censored and arrived with markings.
Of course they are censored, said the bald man. That Latvian woman needs to be careful what she writes, and you should be careful too, unless you want to be shot in the head.
It became colder each day, and the NKVD pushed us harder. Andrus was still angry and would not speak to me. The Soviets made Mother teach school to the children, but only to the ones whose parents had signed the document. Miss Grebus was the first to receive a letter. It was from her cousin. Nearly 20 people pushed inside the hut to hear the news from Lithuania. Andrus was one of them.
Sorry, I said, as someone pushed me against his coat. He nodded.
How are you? I asked.
Fine,
he replied. How's your mother? I asked, looking up at him.
As well as can be hoped, he said.
Miss Grebus opened the letter and began to read. Some of the lines were censored with black ink.
I've had 2 letters from our friends in Jonava,
read Miss Grebus.
That has to be my husband, she cried. He was born in Jonava. He's alive.
Keep reading,
shouted the bald man.
He said that he and some friends decided to visit a summer camp,
read Miss Grebus.
He says that it is as beautiful as described in the Bible.
Jonas, go and get your mother's Bible and look for summer camps,
said another woman.
That must be a message.
Jonas went to find the Bible, returned, and began to read. That part of the Bible described feelings of being sad and hungry.
He's starving, I said.
We're all starving, said the bald man.
He's alive, said Andrus quietly. I looked at him. Of course, he wished that his father was alive too. Hungry, but alive.
As Miss Grebus read the letter again, some people left the hut. Andrus was one of them. It happened a week later. Mother said that she had seen marks on Jonas, but I had seen nothing. Miss Grebus was waving at me.
Lena, you must hurry. It's your brother, she whispered.
When I returned to the hut, Jonas was lying on the floor, and Mother was sitting next to him.
What is it? I asked, sitting beside her.
I don't know, she said, but his leg is covered in marks, and he has a fever.
There were red marks all over Jonas's fingers, and his mouth was purple. Mother spoke softly into his ear, kissing his face and hands. I put Andrus's stone under his hand and told him that it would help. I read from Mother's Bible and drew pictures that would make him feel better. Then Andrus arrived.
Jonas, you're going to be all right. You just have to eat this, he said, taking a small can from inside his coat.
What is it? I asked.
Tomatoes, Andrus said. Jonas is ill with scurvy. People get it when they don't eat enough fruit or vegetables. Many people have it here. This will make him better.
He then pulled out some leaves from his coat.
Do you have any water? He asked. You can make tea with these leaves, and it will help him.
Thank you, Andrews, said Mother. Could you stay a bit longer? Jonas would feel so much better with you here. I'm just going out to get some water for the tea. I'll be right back, my love.
I sat staring at Andrews while he watched my brother. What was he thinking? Was he mad that Jonas was sick? Was he mad that his mother was sleeping with the NKVD? Was he mad that his father was dead? Maybe he was just mad at me. Andrews? He didn't look at me. Andrews? He turned his head. You're so good to us, and I've been so stupid. He said nothing.
I'm sorry, I said, and I'm sorry about your mother.
Andrews?
Okay, you're sorry, he said. He turned back to my brother. It took 2 weeks, but Jonas got better.
It was early spring, and I'd just returned from work when Andrews came running into our hut.
Lena, he's coming for you, he shouted.
Who?
Kretzky, the young blonde officer, he said.
Why? I said.
Another officer wants you to draw him. I told him that you could draw well, Andrews said. Kretzky is going to take you to him.
No, I hate them, I said.
They will give you food, he said.
I'll break my hands if I have to do it, I shouted.
Lena, Andrews said quietly, you have to draw him, and you have to make him look handsome.
What am I going to get for this? I asked.
I won't do it for just bread.
The office was warm and smelled nice. One of the older officers walked in and smiled. It was the one with the gold tooth who had stared at me when I took my clothes off to shower. He pulled out his chair and sat down in front of me, his knees nearly touching mine. I moved my chair back.
How old are you?
He asked, his eyes staring at my body. I thought about Edvard Munch. Paint it as you see it, he had said. Even if it's a sunny day and all you see is the dark. But I can't, I thought. I can't draw it as I see it, because he looks like a snake. I could not look at the officer's face, so I started with his uniform. I tried to work quickly, because I hated being near him, but the officer was not good at staying still. He kept getting up to smoke or look at what I had drawn. When I finished, I looked at the drawing. I had drawn him powerful and strong, and he was happy with it. He then began searching through a document on the desk. The document had my name on it, Vilkas. He dropped the document on the desk and picked up the drawing, then walked around the room looking at it. I stared at the document. It was sitting there, lying on the desk. There had to be something about my father in that document, something that could help me find him. The officer turned to me and told me to go to the kitchen door to get my reward. When he turned around, I grabbed the document and hid it under my drawing paper. I walked to the NKVD kitchen and felt my heart beating fast. I waited near the kitchen door until suddenly bread and potatoes flew out of the door and into the dirt. I heard the officers laughing in the kitchen.
Do you have to throw them?
I said. A tin can hit my head, and I could feel blood above my eyebrow. Trash rained down around me as I took all the food that I could carry, still holding the stolen document under the drawing paper.